Hey, this is Chris Brown. This episode is brought to you by Vanderblumen, the search group who helps churches and ministries build great teams through their innovative pastor search and church staffing process. Visit Vanderblumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com. Now, on to our show.
Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, friends. Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. We are honored that you are tuning in. I cannot believe it's midsummer already. Crazy. 2016. For those of you who have lived a little while, can you even believe we're saying that? 2016. Crazy. Well, folks, we are taking your calls today, 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. And we're taking your emails as well at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Again, chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. And we'll take your questions or your testimonies on social media as well at Chris Brown on Air on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, also on Snapchat. Not sure how you would present a question there, but you could try it. Get creative. Be a lot of fun. All right. Well, first on the line from St. Petersburg, Florida, this is Tom. Tom, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How about you?
I'm better every day. How can I help?
Well, I was interested in finding out more information. I guess it seems like for me, I'm no spring chicken, but it's an endless cycle of never having enough money and a lot of money spent in bills and things. And I hear you talking about tithing, and I hear you talking about some other things. And I've tried to implement some little things here and there, like just this past weekend, tried to get some of the credit card balances that were having interest. I put them on a balance transfer so they'd have zero interest. But it's just, I don't know, those are just small little Band-Aids. I don't know what to do in the big picture, I guess, at the moment.
Yeah, that was actually a really good way to put it. You know, a lot of times we are putting Band-Aids on stuff, but we really need to go all the way back to the beginning foundationally for our finances. And so I'm going to answer this question, Tom. And basically, you're just asking, okay, how do I get ahead? Really, right?
Yeah, I'd like to.
I'm just going to answer this for all of us because I think there's a lot of folks listening in who have the same concern. You're not alone on this. Tom, let me ask you real quick your income.
It's about $38,000 a year or something like that.
Okay. And how much are you working right now? Are you working, full-time, a part-time job?
Oh, it's full-time.
Okay. Yeah. Is it just you working in the home?
Yes.
Okay. How much debt do you have?
That's a good question. I have a student loan of about, it's almost $13,000. I'm trying to pay that off. I've been working on that the last 6 months, kind of heavy. I brought it down to about $1,000 in the last year with interest and all. Let's see, so 13 there, a little under 13. I've got maybe a $9,000 loan with PNC Bank that I'm paying off every month. And I'd say the rest maybe, car payment is a big thing too. My car payment is, or car loan is maybe 22. That's part of the deal is a higher car payment. So, and then maybe $6,000 in addition to those.
Okay.
Oh, it couldn't be that much.
So is it safe to say somewhere around $45,000 to $50,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a little high, but a couple thousand high, I don't know.
Well, Tom, tell me a little bit about your budgeting process. So the month's coming up, what does it look like for you?
I basically hit whatever bills are due. Like this past 2 weeks ago was just pretty much everything went right away for bills. I can look at my little calendar for 2 weeks ago. I had $400 in car payment, $329 in that loan with PNC Bank. I had
student
loan for $100.
All right, Tom, that's what I needed. That's what I needed. Your answer to that, you didn't know your, you know, what you were telling me, but you were telling me that you don't have a good enough budgeting process. So this is the going back to your original question, how do I help? This is how I help. So you're asking about the tithing. How do I tithe? How do I make everything happen? I feel like all my money's going towards bills. Here's where it comes down to. When you're budgeting, what you want to do is you want to plan for giving, plan for saving, and plan for spending in that order. Give, save, spend. Right. And you're like, well, I can't do that. I can't do that. I understand. And so let's break that down a little bit further. I want to challenge you to go to everydollar.com for a free budgeting tool. And what you want to do is you want to give every single dollar, all of that $38,000 divided by 12 months. And for the month, every single dollar that you get, give it a destination, give it an assignment. Zig Ziglar says, if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it every time. And so you've got to go into the month with an aim. Where am I aiming towards? Each one of these dollars, where are they going to go? And what you'll realize is when you do this thorough budgeting process before the month begins, what happens is you feel like you got a raise. Like, oh, I found 5% here. I found 7% here. And you just find money. John Maxwell says that a budget is telling your money where it should go instead of wondering where it went. And a lot of us are actually, we think that we have a budgeting process, like I asked you, but what we're doing is we're reacting to what's needed. We're not being proactive and controlling our money. Andy Stanley, a pastor in Atlanta, Georgia, says everybody needs to be a knowing where their money is a going. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to go to everydollar.com and give every dollar an assignment. And what you'll find out is either A, you're going to have to work a little bit more to get ahead, or you're going to cut some expenses, or some hybrid of both, and that will help you. Now, one of the big things that sticks out to me, Tom, is the car loan. That's probably zapping your monthly payment. I would get rid of the car as fast as possible, and then you're like, oh, it's probably, what, $550 a month or something like that?
Oh, no, car loan is $410 a month.
Okay, yeah. So $410 a month when you're only really bringing home about $2,500 a month, that's a big deal. It's almost, you know, it was a quarter of your money. So I would make sure you get rid of the car.
I do want to. I've thought about different ways I could try to maybe, if I could sell the value of it, I would still owe about $10,000 on the loan. But if I got a cheaper car, I might be better off in the long run. I have tried to figure out some of that stuff.
Yeah, it might be one of those things where you just go down to the local bank and get an $11,000 loan and pay off the $10,000 difference, and you have a $1,000 car. And you make that happen until all your debt's paid off. But that right there would shave your debt in half, and it would give you a quarter of your income back. So that's a big deal there. I want to invest in you, Tom, and I want to give you a free Financial Peace University. I want to give you the entire class that we offer here at Ramsey Solutions, and it'll walk you through a step-by-step process and how to take control of your money and give you just how do I walk through this. And for where you're at, 38, and I think you can get that up to 50, 55 with maybe working an extra job for a little while, you can have you can be completely out of debt in 2 years. So I would put together a 24-month plan and just slap this thing in the face. Actually, I think it'd be less than 2 years because you got 22 of it and that wrapped up in that car. So it could be 18 months and you could be completely done, but then you have $38,000 and you have no bills. That would be sweet.
That would be great. You said give, save, and spend. I guess part of my problem is, real quick, I know you have another person to get to, but when I was growing up, especially when I was 18, 20, whatever, and I went to a Southern Baptist church, the thought was, don't save because it's just a sign of not having faith, because the rapture is going to happen and Christians, God will take care of them and you don't need to save money. That's just what I was taught, basically.
Yeah, Tom, I'm very sorry that you were taught wrong. You were taught one part of the Bible, but if you look at the Bible holistically, we need to have faith and we need to have wisdom. It's both. It's not just faith that we see a lot in the book of Acts, where they relied on God in a heavy way. We also don't just focus on our own wisdom, but we're going to do both. We're going to function in Acts, and we're going to function in Proverbs and everything in between.
Yeah.
And he's given us, Proverbs 21:20 says, in the house of the wise is choice food and oil, meaning we need to save, not hoard, but we need to have savings for times when we're going to need money. So we got to have these times of saving. There's passages all through the scripture that talk about budgeting, talk about investing, talk about avoiding debt. And there's tons of scriptures that talk about faith. And it's all of it. But either way, I want to encourage you to function in faith and function in wisdom.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
Hey, when I was an executive pastor, I used Vander Blumen's search group to help me find church leaders to join our church. As the leading search firm for churches and faith-based organizations, Vander Blumen prayerfully comes alongside your team to guide you through the search process and bring you great candidates that fit your church's needs. And actually, they connected Dave Ramsey with me. Because of their ministry, I am able now to serve and use my passions to spread the message of stewardship to the local church. Visit VanderBlumen.com for more information. That's Vander, BLOEMEN.com. We got an email here from Rashana. Says, hey, Chris, I started listening to your show a couple weeks ago and am incredibly inspired and encouraged every time I tune in. Good. That's the plan. My husband and I are going through Financial Peace University now and are on baby step two, focused with gazelle intensity on getting out of debt. We've been thinking about trading in our car to get a beater, but think we will be about $3,000 upside down on our loan. How would we go about paying off the rest of the loan at a lower interest rate? Thank you for all you do, as you truly are making lives and families better. Well, thank you for Rashana. That was very kind of you. I would either go make the difference in the extra money, the $3,000 gap. I just go make it. So I take an extra job. I'm a short-term job. Maybe it's go paint a couple houses. Or for me, I'm pretty handy with my hands, not crazy. I can't like put together a car engine or something, but I'd go do something and make the extra money. There's tons of opportunity out there, especially right now in this season in our country. Lots of opportunity, lots of people hiring, odd jobs here and there. So that's what I would do. Or like I talked about with the last caller, I would maybe get a loan for about $4,000, which would be a lot better than the maybe $20,000 that you probably have now. And I wouldn't worry about interest rate, 5% versus 7 versus 3. That doesn't matter. That doesn't even compare to how much money you're going to be saving going from paying interest on $20,000 versus paying interest on $4,000. You're definitely going to be winning, and you'll get rid of that $4,000 loan fast without that big $400 or $500 payment that you probably have. So that's what I would do. Well, next up on the line from Idaho, we got Janet. Janet, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Chris?
I'm better every day. How can we help you?
Good. Oh, first of all, thanks so much for taking my call.
Yeah, honored.
I have a question about how to proceed with my finances.
Okay.
I'm debt-free, and I own a home and acreage that's worth probably somewhere between $450,000 and
$500,000. Cool.
I have, thanks. I have about $75,000, $55,000 of which is invested, and $20,000 in an emergency fund. I'm about to inherit $200,000 and 35 more acres, which I'm really grateful for.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only fly in the ointment is that I have a very limited income of $600, which is Social Security. So my question to you is, am I in a position to invest the $200,000 into something that yields dividends for added income? Or do I still need to work part-time?
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Okay. How's your health?
It's great.
Good. And are you wanting to probably get out of the house a little bit and do something anyway?
Well, I have a little art business, and I also have a little farmer's market business, which I can add to my income. But I worked for 45 years
mm-hmm.
or more.
Yeah, right.
So I like to kind of do my own thing,
yeah.
And I can probably generate like $500 a month from either one of those two things.
What's Social Security giving you?
$600.
Okay, and how is the $600 plus the couple hundred that you're earning, how's that working right now? Is it enough?
I need about $1,200 a month to not feel strapped. And so I could probably come up with that extra $600 a month. So I could do that. It wouldn't be a real hardship.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking. I would get a couple opinions on the timing. of selling the land. I would ask, hey, you know, based on the historic trends of this area, is this a good time to sell my land? I would try to liquidate
I really would prefer not to sell it. I've got two daughters, and I'd like to keep as much of the acreage and as much of the capital as I have for them.
Well, that's completely fine. Okay, so that makes it easy. So you take care of that. The land stays there. That's cool because you have options. You're not strapped. You don't need to do it. You can leave it there if you want to. I love that. So the way I look at this is through the baby steps, and before we even get to the baby steps, what I would do is I'd say, you know what? I would pray through, okay, I'm getting all this money. It's inherited. How much of this do I want to give away? Do I want to give some away? Is it 10%? Is it 5%? Is it 20? Is it 50? To who? And I would just make sure you settle that in your spirit in the beginning and get that taken care of. And then after that, I'd go through the baby steps and I'm asking myself, okay, consumer debt? Okay, don't have any. Moving on. Next, how much savings do I have? Okay, I already have an emergency fund. Moving on. Then what I would do is I would go on to, I would put some of this, 100 to 200,000 of it, in some mutual funds that, because you want to make sure you're more diversified than the 55 you have in there now.
Right.
So you got to get some more stuff diversified. So you're kind of doing a risk assessment of your portfolio. Then I would take maybe 100 grand or 200 grand, and I would buy 3 to 5 rentals is what I would do. Rental homes. I'd get a property manager so you don't have to deal with it. And then you're looking at like another 1,500 grand in income every month.
Okay.
2,000 in income every month. That's every month coming in. You don't have to deal with it. You got a property manager. And I would probably rent them out because you don't need the money. It's kind of extra.
Right.
I would rent them out for below market value so you don't have to deal with any transitions or any kind of turnover. And you're going to leave $100 probably per house on the table. But they're going to be happy. They're not going to want to move out. You're going to have the money without any transitions. And that's the way I kind of see the portfolio, you know, going for me. Your primary's already paid off. So that's what I would do.
I like that idea. I have thought about rentals, so maybe that's the road forward for me.
I would just make sure you choose some that are pretty low risk, so they're not 15 bedrooms.
Right.
Maybe a basic 3-bedroom, 2-bath, all brick, that's close to your house where you know the area real well and you can kind of just drive by occasionally.
Okay.
But that's what I would do. So make sure you try out, check out stewardship.com. And look into our ELP financial, our financial specialist that can walk you through your options on the what you're going to put in the mutual funds. And then talk to one of our ELP real estate brokers that are out there in Idaho. So all this is at stewardship.com. You just start the conversation with them. They're the best in the country, and they can walk you through your options. And they've got the heart of a teacher, and they'll help you out.
Awesome. I will do that.
All right, Janet. We appreciate the call.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate what you're doing.
All right. We appreciate you calling in. Well, folks, I'm not sure if you are in such a great spot like Janet is, because she definitely is, but if you've been thinking about buying a house, you know how easy it is to kind of get carried away in all the excitement. And think about Janet. She's got some money to spend, and you can get really caught up in all the excitement. And so I've actually seen it firsthand when I worked real estate. Clients would walk through, you know, countless open houses, and they'd go into a home and turn it down. And then finally, we'd walk through that house, and we'd open up that door. Their face would light up. They would know that it's the one. But here's the deal. You know, buying a home is one of the biggest financial decisions that you'll ever make, and it's crucial. You got to find the right real estate agent to help. If you find the wrong one, it can really not be a good process. Someone kind of ideally would be the heart of a teacher, somebody you can trust. And our endorsed local provider program, it offers you access to real estate agents in the top 5% in the nation. They have the knowledge and experience to get you the best price for your future home. So if you're ready to start the buying process, go to stewardship.com and get connected with a real estate ELP today. And if you just started thinking about buying and want to learn more, you're not quite at the buying process, but you want to just learn a little bit more, be sure to download a copy of our home buyer guide at stewardship.com. You don't want to worry about the details of the sale while you're planning life in a new home. So learn more or get started with an ELP today at stewardship.com.
Thank you for joining us on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Remember, we want to hear your questions and your success stories. every story from your smallest milestone to your biggest victory. You can email Chris at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com with your questions or your success stories at chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisbrownonair@stewardship.com. Or call us at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. Let's get back to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Looks like this next call is coming in from New York City. This is Jessica. Jessica, how you doing?
I'm great, Chris. How are you?
Oh, I'm better every day. How can I help you?
So I'm very happy that I was able to call in to you. I do have what I'm hoping is an easy question. My husband and I got married last August, and we have a great sort of team goal to have financial freedom and a home to call our own and, you know, maybe start a family. And we recently got into tackling our debt snowball, and we've been able to pay off all of our credit cards, our car, our phones, et cetera. The only remaining debt that we have is our student loans, mm-hmm. which in total is about $60,000.
Okay.
Our combined all-in savings, including our emergency fund right now, is about $45,000. And that's basically taken our whole lives to save. It wasn't easy for us. Mm-hmm. And it might also be worth noting that a few months back, we decided to live off of my paycheck alone and put 100% of my husband's paycheck into direct deposit savings.
Way to go.
Yeah, it was sort of a no-brainer. But so we're very aggressively saving. We decided to hold on the debt snowball because we really didn't know where our hearts wanted to take us. So this gives us roughly $3,400 a month that goes directly into savings.
Wow.
All of our expenses, our student loans included, as well as our rent, are on auto pay. But our monthly loan payment, our student loan payment, is about $430 per month.
Okay.
So with all that being said, our question really is, are we making the right move saving the $45,000 and doing this automatic savings that we're doing? Because doing this makes us about 2 years out from a down payment on a home for us and a potential family. Or are we better off being true to the debt snowball and liquidating, or, you know, taking all that out and paying down our student loan debt and just having our emergency fund, which for obvious reasons can be very disheartening and could derail our plans for a home, and at least for several years.
Mm. Well, I totally get it. First of all, congratulations on all that hard work. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. We're a good team.
When did you start all this?
We started directly after our wedding because we had some wedding debt and it was kind of scary. So yeah. We started in September of 2015.
That's, man, you're really killing it. I love it.
Yeah.
What's your current income together?
Combined household income after taxes as well as my 401k contribution is $92,000.
Okay.
He does not contribute to a 401k. He has zero savings for retirement.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know if you're going to like my answer or not. But I actually would not only stop saving, I also would stop investing. I would stop all of that. And all because when we're born, we sit first, then we crawl, then we walk, then we run. And you kind of have to just, you have to put yourself in a position where you can run. Right now you're trying to run, but you're not ready to run. And I want you to get rid of this weight, this anchor that you guys have. So based on Proverbs 22:7, the borrower is enslaved to the lender. I don't want you having that $400-something payment for the next 6 years, 7 years, 10 years. Mm. Romans 13:8 says to owe no man anything except for the debt to love one another. And Proverbs 6:5 says to free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter. I mean, run from debt as fast as you can. Proverbs 21:20 also says, in the house of the wise is choice food and oil. So it does talk about savings too. But the assumption in the savings verse is that there's no debt.
Right.
So that's the big catch. But here's the deal. You guys have so much self-discipline that you could actually put 44 of that towards your debt. You're like, no, it hurts. We saved so much. We tried so hard. But here's the deal. Right now, that $45,000 is earning 0.001% interest. As soon as you put it towards that student loan, that money's now going to earn about 8% or whatever it is, 5% on that loan. Still, if you were to apply that and then keep on the same track, you guys could not only have your debt paid off, but also be right back at 45 in savings within 2 years.
Definitely.
So you kind of pull up and say, what are our dreams? And are those dreams really for the next 2 years? Or is it bigger than that? What's our dream for 5 years from now? And if you project out 4 or 5 years from now, you're going to be way further down the road in a better position because you decided, hey, let's go back to scratch. Let's do this the right way.
Okay. I really appreciate your advice. I guess I just needed to hear it from an expert.
Yeah, here's the deal. This is why you're going to win. Not because of my advice, because of that self-discipline. You guys keep that. That's a big deal. That's very rare in this country, and we applaud it.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for the call. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to visit stewardship.com and click on Find an ELP to get started with a real estate agent in your area. Folks, know that the team of Ramsey Solutions is praying for you. On behalf of Bob Borquez, our producer, and Amanda Rogers, our associate producer, and Ramsey Solutions, we thank you for tuning in. God bless.